And then finally, the pine bucket. And then finally, they got away from all of that, and they went to making galvanized bucket. Mm. Now you don't see much wooden bucket.
Is a bucket and a pail the same thing?
Is it a pail?
No, is a bucket and a pail the same thing?
Well, usually that's what we always call it. Bring me a milk pail or the water pail.
Now, would a pail be different in any way? If it's metal, would you call it a pail or a bucket? Do you make any difference in your mind?
Back then, it didn't make any difference.
I see. But
back in the early time, it didn't make no difference.
Does it make any difference to you?
Well, now it comes up makes a difference because a pail, I think we talk about milk pail. That's what all we used to, that's all we always said when we went to get the milk pail. But now when we come to water, we say water bucket.
I see. What about garbage?
Put
your garbage in a what?
Put all your garbage down back yonder. We had an old a box. We reserved to put all our garbage in, and then we used to make garbage baskets. Garbage baskets. Put that basket out there. All your cans that you bought things or your waste paper, put it all in there, and find it when you get it to where you want it. You cat out there and burn the paper and put the cans down in a place where it could, we put them in a run where the water would come and wash over them, and that would fill up that wash.
Oh, like you had your own landfill, huh?
Oh, yes, that's right.
When you are going to cook some chicken, for example, you might want to put it in something on top of the stove to cook it in, put some grease in it.
That'd be a boiler. Back down, now we have a cooker. We say we're going to cook my chickens in my little pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. Now, but we used to have that down in, you put that in go out there and get one of those boilers out there, and I'm going to put this chicken in this boiler.